Argentina is in mourning today, and there's certainly an uncertain political future for the country. Former President Néstor Kirchner died yesterday, quite suddenly, from a heart attack. He was 60 years old. Kirchner was succeeded as president by his wife, Cristina. But it was widely believed he would run again next year. So what exactly will his death mean for the country? Professor Mark Jones is here to answer that. He's a professor of Latin American Studies at Rice University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So, Mark, tell me how Argentina is mourning Kirchner this morning. Are they mourning him as a former president, as the first current first man, or as the possible future president, since he was expected to run and most probably win?
Well, sort of a combination thereof. Clearly, he was president from 2003 to 2007, but he also has really been the power behind the scenes of his wife's presidency, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. So it's really much more equivalent right now to a president dying than to the spouse of a president, because it was he who was the real power who ran everything in Argentina. And clearly also, he was expected to be the government's candidate in October of 2011, and that's no longer going to be the case.
Well, that means that there's now a power vacuum in the country, even though there is still a sitting president.
Exactly, because the power resided principally with him. Not entirely, but principally. Now that he's gone, it's very unclear what direction Argentina will take over the next year.
And who is waiting in the wings? Is anyone?
Well, there's several people. With sort of a quasi-ally of the Peronists is the governor of the province of Buenos Aires, Daniel Scioli. He's waiting either to be Cristina Fernandez's candidate if she decides not to run or considers herself unable to run, but he also could be a candidate that would unify opponents within the Peronist Party to Cristina Fernandez if her government begins to fall apart over the next 6 to 8 months.
Well, Kirchner has been a bit larger than life in Argentina for a very long time, and I'm wondering, how will people remember him? How will the people of Argentina remember him? A positive influence?
Well, I think it's going to be a mixed memory. Many people give him a great deal of credit for bringing the country out of the tremendous economic, political, and social crisis it confronted in 2001 and 2002 when everything was devastated. High unemployment, inflation, people out of work, a hopelessness in the population, and he brought them back from that. He also, though, will be remembered as somebody who didn't ever want to let go of power and ruled in a very unilateral, confrontational manner.
Which is relatively traditional for Argentina, is it not?
Oh, yes. It's, unfortunately for Argentina, fairly common.
All right. So let me play you one more who was outside the presidential palace in Buenos Aires. This is from the tape from the BBC.
I feel bad, very bad. I believe the Argentine people have lost one of their most important men, in both the political and in the social sphere. In the last 7-8 years, the country saw a profound change because of the policies of this man.
And Argentina is used to having people who rule for a very long time and bring about political change, and that could happen again now with his death.
Oh, yes. We're probably looking at a new era in Argentine politics, but it's unclear who's going to be bringing us into that era right now.
Mark Jones is a professor of Latin American Studies at Rice University. He's speaking about the very sudden, surprising death of former President Néstor Kirchner. He's also the husband of the current president, Cristina Fernández Kirchner. He died from a heart attack quite suddenly at the age of 60.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.